And that's one of the things that popped out to me that, you know, I always assume that Papadopoulos probably was helpful. I mean, he's kind of alluded to that he right. offered to be helpful, but we had never seen the actual 302s. And so, you know, clearly there's a problem here. Now the sad part is that Papadopoulos, you know, served his, you know, 1 week in jail or whatever it was for, you know, supposedly lying. And one of the things that caught my mind, and we were actually talking about this just a second ago, is that Mifsud, who would not be easy, you know, would not be too hard for our 17 agencies, the most powerful intelligence gathering force ever built in the history of the planet, to track down Joseph Mifsud. So the whole idea seemed nonsensical from the beginning, that in the sentencing memorandum, they would say that, you know, he, you know, caused a problem or, you know, stalled their investigation into Joseph Mifsud. It was total nonsense from the beginning. Now we know from the 302, it's actually the opposite is true. The truth is that Papadopoulos offered to, told the FBI that Mifsud was going to be in the United States. So, I don't know how that squares. I don't know where the follow-up is on this, but, you can imagine that we'll be making, you know, we're now going through these 302s, and we're going to be making criminal referrals on the Mueller dossier team, the people that put this Mueller report together. And I've actually said that publicly, John, for, you know, right. even at some hearings, that we were going to be looking into this. But now we have yes. our first evidence of the Mueller team lying to the court. I mean, it's a lie. It's a total lie, knowing from the 302s and from just using common sense. They never tried to right. find Mifsud, and sorry, Papadopoulos did not try to, you know, did not deceive or mislead them. The opposite was true.